Corona continues on Monday with another episode of Test Drive, written by Dave Carley and starring Gordon Pinsent as Earl Hughes, an American Motors car dealer. We follow him over 5 decades of the dealership. This week, it's 1987. American Motors is about to be swallowed up by Chrysler. Earl's daughter, Speedy, has had the bright idea to get into donuts and open a Tim Hortons on the site. But can Earl and his family switch gears in the nick of time? Here is The Last Temptation of Earl by Dave Carley.
My name is Earl, Earl Hughes. I used to sell cars. Ramblers, Rebels, Nashes, Pacers, Javelins, Jeeps, Metropolitans, all kinds of them. My wife, Dorothy, Dodo, she sold even more. But she passed away 11 years, 2 months ago. Her last advice to me was to sell our American Motors franchise and buy a Toyota dealership. And I should have, but I didn't. After Dorothy died, my daughter Speedy, her husband Dan, and their kids moved into our house, and I retreated to a flat in the basement. I like it down here. I call it my burrow. It's got a shower, and there's the Speedy bunker in case of nuclear attack. I listen to Speedy and her family clumping about upstairs, and I'm not lonely at all. Hell, I'm 65. That's too young to be feeling like this, and I know what you're thinking. Earl, for some people, life starts at 65. Tammy, with all the wisdom of a 10-year-old, says, Grandpa, you should take up golfing. Dan, my son-in-law, wants me to join a church. Speedy says, try dating, Dad. Imagine, your daughter ordering you to go on a date. I used to tell her that. Anyway, I have the dealership. Or I did until a month ago. I used to sell cars. Now I'm about to sell something very different. Speedy, do you really think this place will be ready in time?
It has to be.
We've got less than a month.
I know. Daddy, why don't you go home now?
I don't mind the noise.
The Chrysler people are coming in an hour to take the old dealership signs down. You don't want to see that.
It's sad, but things change. You know, your mother told me I should have sold Kerr and AMC. She wanted me to go over to Toyota. She told me that in 76.
I know.
If I listened to her, we'd still be in the car business. Earl Hughes, Toyota. But instead, American Motors sells out to Renault. Imagine that, foreigners. Then they turn it around and sell us back to Chrysler, who shuts us down.
With a month's notice.
Mr. Iacocca wants our line of Jeeps. Nothing else. It's over. And now, we're going to be Guy Lafleurs.
Yeah, Tim Horton.
I was just teasing you.
I'm too tense to be teased right now. Come, Buck. See, Dad? Kitchen's nearly installed. Mostly just the seating area that needs to be done and the drive-thru.
There's going to be a drive-thru?
Dad, I've told you all this. You can't have a Tim Hortons without a drive-thru. People hate getting out of their cars. But for the few that do, we'll have picnic tables out front.
Right where our Ramblers used to be.
Dad, why don't you go home? I'll get Dan to drive you.
I want to live.
Then drive yourself, Mr. Stubborn.
Speedy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know how hard this is on you. It's hard on me. I've been reading this book on the stages of grieving.
Who died?
The dealership. It's like a member of the family.
Mm.
But we have to look on this as a new beginning. An opportunity knocking, a time to make important changes in our lives.
Yeah.
Dad, Tammy will be home for lunch soon. I've left her a sandwich in the fridge, but I really should stay and supervise.
In other words, you're needed here, and I'm not.
It's not, Dad.
It's okay, Speedy. I understand. Speedy and Dan have 4 children, 3 boys and then Tammy, my favorite. The boys mostly ignore me as they dash about being boys, but Tammy, she loves cars. She inherited the genes. She always makes time for her granddad.
Grandpa! Grandpa!
What?
Grandpa, there's a strange man in the driveway. He just pulled up in a 1972 Ambassador Brougham 4-door station wagon.
I'm coming.
It's likely a V8.
They only came in 8s.
Wood-grained exterior paneling, Grandpa. Oh, that is gross. How can you sell cars like that?
Is there a surfboard on top?
Yeah.
Does the man have long hair?
Ponytail. Take a look.
That's your Uncle Franklin. Let him in.
Well, well, who's this pretty young lady?
I'm a girl.
This is Tammy. She's 10.
Hey, Tammy, you know who I am?
You're my irresponsible Uncle Franklin.
Tammy.
My reputation precedeth me. Hiya, Dad.
Hiya yourself.
It's been a while.
Are you the same uncle who's the Bible thumper?
Not anymore, kiddo. I'm an irresponsible surfer again.
Cool.
Tammy, it's not cool. You should have phoned to say you were coming.
What, and wrecked the surprise?
Your sister will have kittens.
Speedy can relax. I'm only passing through.
You stayed a year the last time you passed through.
Are you the same uncle who didn't pay rent and ate us at a house and home when Mom was pregnant with me?
Yep, Tammy, that's me.
Is everything okay, Frankie? Are you well?
Everything's A-okay. Nova Scotia was a blast, but I want to be in Tofino in a month.
Well, there's a pullout in the basement. You're welcome to that. Speedy and Dan are busy at the dealership. The business, I mean. So, if you're going to stay, you can help me with the meals. Tammy, shouldn't you be getting back to school?
Okay.
Why aren't you down at the dealership? You retired?
Redundant.
Uncle Franklin, what's your all-time favorite car?
The one that gets me here to see you.
Hey, Uncle Franklin, did it hurt when you smoked your brains out?
Tammy, school?
Please, can I stay home?
No, now give me a kiss. Now get lost.
See you tonight, Uncle Frankie.
Bye, kid.
So, Franklin, is everything really okay?
Yeah. No, I'm broke.
You want a loan to get you to Tofino?
Not a loan. I'll go work at the dealership to earn it. Just a couple of weeks. I can clean cars, whatever you want.
How are you at mixing donut batter?
Huh?
A long story. Now, listen up. You're welcome to stay here, but you can't smoke marijuana in this house. Not with the kids around. It's not like last time. You can fool Tammy and Timmy and Teddy, but Tommy's 15 now, and he'll figure it out.
No problem, Dad.
No, I'm serious. And no glorifying your lifestyle, either. I don't want them thinking that a 37-year-old uncle who wastes his life surfing has a lifestyle worth imitating.
Okay.
Okay, then.
So, bring me up to date, Dad. How's everyone? Speedy, how's she?
She's good. Busy.
And my car-smashing brother-in-law? Dan's still backing into things?
Well, they clipped the side of the garage last week.
And what about you? Seeing anyone special yet?
That's none of your business. I haven't had time. No. A month went by, just like that. Franklin wasn't a bad roomie. He wasn't home a lot. He worked hard at the dealership, the donut shop. Painting, drywalling. He was a lot more useful than I expected. And finally, the day of our dress rehearsal arrived.
Okay, here's the plan. This is just like test driving a new car, only there's no cars. We have 50 invited customers, seniors, coming this afternoon.
Where'd you find that many?
Golden Plow Lodge in Coburg. I went to school with the program director and persuaded her to organize a bus trip to Toronto. They're going to come in and order different items, and we have to see if we can serve them. It's like a mock nuclear disaster. Remember the ones I used to have in the Speedy Bunker? Same thing, only this time...
It's donuts.
Dan, how's everything in the kitchen?
Not good, honey. The batter's still frozen solid.
Heat it up!
It won't fit in the oven.
Well, put it outside in the sun. Speaking about the great outdoors, Daddy, I need you to wipe down the picnic tables. The seagulls from Kentucky Fried are leaving their calling cards again. Okay, everyone, 2 hours. 2 hours and counting.
So this is what it's come to. Cleaning bird poop off plastic picnic tables. Still, they say these Tim Horton franchises are a license to print money. And it'll be a relief to see Speedy and Dan financially secure.
Once I had a secret love.
And then the vision. It's as if we'd step back in time, all the way back to 1954. Up pulls a perky Nash Metropolitan, hardtop, two-tone, white-top, orange body. The car stops, the door opens... And there's a leg splaying out, and a body on top of the leg. It's been 33 years, but I recognize her right away. It's Daphne, Daphne Bambrick.
Hello there.
Hello.
I wonder if you could help me. I'm looking for the Curran Nash dealership. It used to be somewhere up here on Eglinton.
Oh, this was it, actually.
Oh.
We sell donuts now.
Tim Hortons.
Is there something wrong with your car?
The door's squeaking, and I need a new windshield wiper.
But that's a 54 Nash Metropolitan Coupe. Parts for those don't exactly grow on trees. They have to be special ordered from a place in California.
Well, isn't that the limit? I've just driven from there.
You drove all the way here? In that?
I didn't hurry. It took 3 weeks. Had some adventures a long way. Do I know you?
Actually, yes, you do. I sold you that car 33 years ago.
You're Earl.
And you're Daphne.
You remember me.
How could I forget?
Oh, but I must look so much older. And
looking at you, feels like those years just melted away.
Oh, young man, you have a silver tongue. Oh, so then you must remember how we got caught in the hurricane and you had to spend the night at my place. I really look the same, huh?
You haven't changed a bit.
No.
Okay, truth is, she did look a bit different. Her legs were still slim, but the rest of her was a bit boxier. She was actually shaped like a 1958 Rambler ambassador now. She curved out at the sides and her front grill was kind of sagging. But I was in no position to judge. I don't even have all my original parts anymore.
Earl, why are you staring at the sky?
I was remembering how much I loved selling those Metropolitans.
Oh, I've loved driving it all these years.
You've used it.
Oh, but I also had a Toyota for my daily driving.
Oh, yeah.
I saved the Met for Sundays. Would you care to go for a spin? Toronto has changed so much since I left in 54. It was like a village then. You'd better drive. I'm sure I'd get us lost. Oh, wait. As I recall, you had a wife who didn't take kindly to your being out with me. Are you allowed to get in cars with strange women yet?
My wife's gone now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And you're hardly a strange woman.
Oh, you don't know Daphne.
If I remember correctly, Daphne was a nymph.
Daphne still is.
Oh, yeah. Let's go for a drive. What on earth possessed you to come back here?
Well, I spent 30 years in California. I decided to come back and see what the East was like, see if it was still here.
Daphne, did you ever get discovered?
Well, I hung out at Schwab's, and then I tried some of the nightclubs, and I crashed the parties. Sure, I got discovered, but not by any reliable explorers, if you catch my drift. But I was in some movies.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Mostly extra work, but I had 3 words in Ben-Hur, and a scream in the Poseidon Adventure. Oh, and I got to drive my Metropolitan in American Graffiti.
Uh-huh.
Actually, it's in 2 scenes. Yeah, there's one where I'm behind the wheel, driving, and the other time it's just the car. It's parked at a hamburger joint. But there's about 5 seconds where you can see it really clearly.
Oh, wait, was it a rear view of the car?
Yeah, I think it was.
Sure. You can see our dealership's badge.
Oh, see? Fame all around.
Well, what did you do when you weren't in the movies?
Madam Librarian? No, that was my training. I worked at the Beverly Hills branch.
Well, that sounds exotic.
I suppose. Until the day I woke up and realized that 3 decades had gone by, and I was old.
You don't look old.
Aw. Well, I don't feel old either. What about you?
Do I feel old?
Mm. Oh, well, that too.
I don't feel old, no. But I think maybe I started acting that way.
Huh.
But life starts at 65, you know.
I wouldn't know.
Of course not. I must have 10 years on you.
Where are we?
This area is called Don Mills.
Earl, where are you taking me?
My place.
Are we having an adventure?
An adventure? Well, I don't know about you.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I sure am. Well, it's 2:30 in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
The grandkids are all at school, and I think that a rum and coke with a pretty lady would be just the ticket.
You're playing my song, Jason. Oh, no, I really feel young. 16 all over again, sneaking boys into my mother's house at night. Except now I'm the one being snuck.
It's Petey and the family live upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
When they moved in, I converted the basement.
Hmm. It's cozy.
That's one way of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's your drink.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
To chance encounters and happy reunions.
Huh.
Mm. I'm surprised a handsome dog like you didn't remarry.
That's what everyone says.
Mm-hmm. Widowers usually get snapped up by the time they've left the funeral home.
Well, I'm not most widowers.
Mm.
Maybe living with Speedy and the grandkids has something to do with it.
How many grandchildren?
Four.
Oh, yep, that'd scare them off. What on earth is that metal door?
That leads to the bomb shelter. In case of nuclear attack, the Hughes family is in a state of full alert.
Uh-huh.
At least we were in the early 60s. Now we mostly use it for storage.
May I look?
Be my guest.
Is there a light switch?
Yeah, right here.
Hmm. I've never been in a bomb shelter before.
No, it's got everything. Running water, a fridge.
Hmm.
I keep my beer in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fan system that moves the air down a pipe to the back garden. At one time, Speedy had that entire wall lined with preserves.
It smells a bit...
Musty.
Well, that too.
I can turn the fan on.
I'm not sure that'll help. Earl,
huh?
May I ask you a personal question?
Well, depends how personal.
Do you smoke marijuana?
No, never have. Why?
How old are your grandkids?
Well, Tommy's 15.
Why? Never mind. Earl... Do you believe in fate?
No.
I do. I think it was fate that you were out there cleaning those tables when I drove up.
Or it was the damn seagulls flying in from the Kentucky Fried. Or it was fate.
Mm-hmm. Because what are the odds that I'd drive up and you'd be there, and then we'd go for a ride in my car and end up in a fairly dark bomb shelter?
Well, you just turned off the...
Make that a pitch black bomb shelter. Earl, are you ready for that adventure?
I was ready the moment you drove up today. Actually, the moment you drove up in 1954.
Oh.
So now I'm overdue for an adventure.
Uh-huh.
Starting with a kiss.
That's fine by me.
Where are you?
Here. Oh!
Sorry.
Don't be.
We'll hold that kiss for a moment. I don't want you to think I'm totally naive. In the 11 years since Dodo had died, I had in fact kissed other women. It was Jean McRae who kissed me one election night at Tory headquarters. But that was a sympathy kiss to a fellow canvasser after we lost the Don Mills riding for the sixth time to the Grits. And there was Peggy Westerlin kissed me after I carried all the boxes in for her church's white elephant sale. But that was kind of a religious thank you kiss, I think. Mary Rose Duncan gave me a big wet smacker after the mixed doubles tournament at the golf club. But that was at the 19th hole, and she was seeing a bit fuzzy. Because right after me, she smooched the trophy case. But I had never kissed a Daphne. And never in the confines of a pitch-black bomb shelter with all the romantic possibilities that affords.
Mm-hmm. You kiss well for a man who's been on furlough.
Say, kissing is like driving a car.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also Earl Hughes. I am in possession of some of the worst luck, romantic and otherwise, in this nation. I'm also related to people with some of the worst sense of timing on the continent.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I don't know.
There's someone coming.
Oh, man, do I need this. Yeah, baby. Nova Scotia gold. Woo-wee. Where's the damn switch?
Hello, Franklin.
Dad.
What exactly do you need?
You scared the bejesus out of me.
What's Nova Scotia gold? Some kind of cod?
Who are you?
Franklin, this is Daphne Bambrick. Daphne, my son, Franklin. What's that?
Hello, Franklin. Pleased to meet you.
Yes, likewise.
I asked you, what's that?
Well, what's what, Dad?
That's a marijuana cigarette. Give it to me.
Dad!
I thought we had an agreement that you weren't going to smoke this stuff in the house. But just a few minutes ago, I come downstairs with Miss Bambrick, and I can smell something suspicious down here. Oh, yeah, right away I'm smelling a rat. So we came in here to investigate further, and sure enough, son, you've been smoking pot in here ever since you got back, after I asked you not to.
But you haven't smelled anything before. I've been down here smoking all month. I put the fan on. Half the time you're right there in the next room watching Lawrence Welk reruns.
I never watch Lawrence Welk. Don't believe him, Daphne. And it doesn't matter if I can't smell it. If a tree is smoking in the forest, it's still a pothead.
Hey, what's that?
I don't know.
I hear giggling.
So do I.
Your grandchildren?
No, they should still be at school. Franklin, close the door. Be quiet. Sounds like Speedy. She must have forgotten something. We'll just stay here really quiet until she's gone. And then Daphne and I will go, and Franklin, you'll go, and we'll finish this discussion about Nova Scotia gold tonight. Darn, sounds like they're coming down to the basement. Quick, quick, turn the light off.
Maybe she's just getting some laundry.
It's got to be fast, Danny. I've got to get back and finish thawing that dough.
Oh, it's your dough. I want to thaw.
You're so bad. Off with your pants, slave.
At your command, oh, speedy master.
What was that?
I could swear...
Speedy?
Earl!
Dad!
Franklin!
Franklin?
Shouldn't you be at work?
Dad!
Who are you?
I'm Daphne Bambrick. Pleased to meet you.
Franklin, what are you doing here? What's that? You people are smoking pot. I can't believe it. Dan, look, my brother and my father and Franklin's date are in my bomb shelter smoking pot.
Actually, I'm with your father.
I beg your pardon?
I'm your father's date.
Dad!
Right on, Earl.
Dan, don't encourage him. Dad, is that true?
Why can't I have a date?
What's going on?
Daphne and I came in here to investigate an odd smell, and then Franklin came in here to create some more of the aforementioned odd smell.
Stupid pigeon.
And then we heard footsteps, and we thought it was a burglar, so we hid. And now it turns out that the day before the grand opening of our Tim Hortons franchise, with a vat full of frozen donut batter, thawing in the parking lot, and seagull poop covering the patio furniture, you and Dan can somehow find the time to meditate in the Speedy Bunker. And what happened? We end up having a family reunion.
We all trooped back upstairs a bit sheepishly, and I made everyone some sandwiches, a late lunch. And by the time we were done, the kids were all home, so I started to make an early supper. I was just starting on the salad when Daphne went and put on her coat. She motioned me outside.
Daphne, where are you going? Aren't you going to stay for supper?
Nah. Earl, it's been a slice. But I think you have a full enough life without me.
I'd like to see you again.
Sure, but first I should hit the road. I've got this nifty car, and even if the windshield wiper doesn't work and the car doors squeak, I've still got an itchy pedal foot.
Won't you at least stick around for the opening tomorrow? Free donuts.
Nah. I think I'll see if I can get to Buffalo tonight. I'll poke my way down to Florida. But I'll be back someday, Earl. We are going to finish that kiss.
So what did I learn that day in 1987? I guess, first of all, that the fates had indeed married me to Dodo for life. For both our lives. Like a pair of loons. And that's not such a bad thing. Because, despite a pot-smoking son and a meditating daughter and four raucous grandkids, it's a pretty rich life.
Grandpa! Grandpa!
What, Pumpkin?
It's time for the grand opening of the drive-thru. Mom says that you and I get to be the first ones to test it. We're going to drive up, and she'll serve us, and there's TV cameras there. And guess what the car is?
Hey, Earl! Take a look at the car we got.
It's a 1939 Nash Ambassador.
Ooh.
8-cylinder.
Speedy rented it from the car museum.
Mommy was born in the back seat of a Nash.
I know, Tammy. I was there.
So let's go.
I think you may be starting to suspect how this ends. Dan tossed me the keys and I got in the driver's seat. I love those old Nashes. Tammy got in the back and bounced around. And then I'd realized I'd left my glasses at home. And my license insists I wear them. And the truth is, I'm as blind as a bat without them. So against my better judgment, I handed the keys back to Dan and got in the back seat with Tammy.
Can I tell the next part?
Oh, well...
Please, Grandpa, please.
No, okay.
Grandpa and I sat in the back with no seatbelts on because they didn't have them in 1939 cars because it was the Depression and everyone was too poor to buckle up. Daddy drove up to the speaker that's where you order your food. And he made the order with all the TV cameras on him.
Welcome to Tim Hortons. What can I get you?
Hi, honey.
Keep it professional. Dan, why are you talking and not Dad?
Honey, the cameras. How about a dozen donuts and a coffee? What do you want, Tammy?
Timbits.
And Timbits.
Dan, what the hell are you doing driving that car?
Your dad forgot his glasses.
Oh, mother of God. Okay, be careful, please. Please be careful. Just drive forward slowly. You can proceed to the service window now. Dan, please, please be careful.
And Daddy proceeded carefully.
Yeah.
But Daddy only drove buggies and horses until he was 20.
Yeah.
Daddy is the world's worst driver.
Okay, I'm taking over now.
Aww.
The Nash is a huge car. The lane to the service window is very narrow. But Dan only missed it by 3 inches. Luckily, Speedy jumped back in time just before he hit the window. A dozen donuts, a box of Timbits, and my coffee went flying into the air. It was all caught on film. Front page in the Star the next day. And you know, we couldn't have had better publicity if we tried. The bands played, the customers came. In 1 month, we made as much profit in donuts as we had in an entire year selling cars. Within 6 months, we were all as plump as hell. Even Franklin, who's decided to stay and has taken a real shine to Timbits. I often see him disappearing into the Speedy Bunker to munch a couple of boxes. And Daphne, she never did return. So I never got to finish that kiss. I'm pretty sure she went back to Hollywood. Almost positive, I saw that little metropolitan of hers in a movie. It was The Bridges of Madison County. It's mostly a scene about a bridge, and it's a covered one, so you don't actually see a lot of Daphne and her metropolitan. You have to know where to look, and even then, the whole thing is over nearly as soon as it starts. And you get a glimpse of something wonderful, and then it's gone. Just like life, eh?
Temptation of Earl by Dave Carley, the fifth in the six-part series Test Drive. In the cast, Gordon Pinsent was Earl, Catherine Fitch was Speedy, Andrew Tarbett was Dan, Michael Waller was Franklin, Terry Hawks was heard as Daphne, and Katie Lai was Tammy. The associate producer was Colleen Woods, the recording engineer Wayne Richards, sound effects by Matt Wilcott. Test Drive was produced and directed in Toronto by Linda Grierson. James Roy was the executive producer. Week, the final episode of Test Drive. Earl is now 80 years old, and after he rear-ends an SUV, he's forced to take his driver's test again. That's the final episode of Test Drive next Monday. And that's all for the roundup for this afternoon. Tomorrow on the program, a concert by the fabulous Joe Trio. See you all then.